The superiority of aerial sprays versus ground sprays in controlling HLB spreading psyllids in citrus health management areas is discussed by John Barbin of Robert J. Barbin, Inc. in Highlands County. You said aerial sprays in Shimas seem to work better than ground sprays. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the coordinated sprays where we're doing a lot of acreage, the numbers are a lot lower than they have been in our other groves where we can't get in with an airplane and they're not coordinated with our other growers. We're going in 2 to 3 weeks after a ground rig has been through there, even though we're 125 gallons to the acre, we're having to go back in and spray again versus in the Chimas where we're doing it even with 5 gallons of water to the acre. We're seeing a lot lower counts.
Why are aerial sprays, do you think, working so much better than ground sprays?
Well, I think we're just hitting large acreages at a time. Some of these Chima sprays, we're doing 20, 25,000 acres each spray. We're just hitting such large acreages at one time that's all-inclusive acreage. Everybody's touching each other that it's just wiping out a lot of psyllids, so they can't come back as fast.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.